Okay, the Chafetz Chaim, we're up to the 18th chapter of the Ahavat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim is now going to enter one of the more common areas of the laws of charity, the laws of kindness, one of the areas where people very often have questions, and we will learn the Chafetz Chaim, and this is maybe one of the most relevant parts of the book when it comes to practical applications, and that is the topic of Maaser Kesafim, giving a tithe of your money. I want to explain, says the Chafetz Chaim, how a person can consistently be in fulfillment of the commandment to do kindness. In the previous chapters, we explained it's good that a person should set aside money, so he'll be ready when a mitzvah comes his way. We're not yet doing that. In a minute, we'll be up to that. But so that this shouldn't be too tough, it's good that a person should get into the habit of taking off a tithe. From whatever Hashem gives you profit, you should take off a tithe. It's a good thing to do. And then you take that tithe and you divide it. You say, two-thirds will go to charity. Because it's more common that there are poor people who really need a donation. That's very common. So two-thirds of your tithe you should set aside for that. And one-third you should save to do kindness with. Now, there's a long footnote now, which we'll learn in a minute. We'll learn that next time, which discusses the whole idea of taking from your tithe for kindness. In essence, it would seem that miser taking off a tithe should all go to the poor. What are you doing other things with it for? So that we'll discuss next time. Sometimes a person makes a profit of $3 billion. You know, it happens sometimes. And then he has a large sum of his tithe that's more than they need in his city. So if you figure, they don't need my kindness, they don't need my good deeds with so much money, so then you take everything of your tithe and you give it to charity. So long as there are still needs, people need to have a loan, people need advice, there are all kinds of areas where you could help people, so you should take a third of your money to help people. But sometimes you have a large sum and you say, they don't need that here. So then you take your tithe and you focus it all on charity. And next time we'll expand on this idea of how do you divide in the miser, the charity and the kindness. You following what I'm saying? Who said you're allowed to take from your tithe and give it to yeshiva? Who said you're allowed to take from your tithe, from your miser, and use it to have a lending gmach to help people out? A tithe, theoretically, should be only for the poor. So that we'll discuss Bezat Shem next time.